crazy. I wish we'd take
you know what's going down.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and
you're all invited.
But my good friends,
bring your friends.
All I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again.
Wait, straight up like my name's Jackie Brown.
And I'm Dunlap Lap and Al Franken. He's your new senator from Minnesota.
Hell makes me sick. Now look at here. Now I can handle an actor running for office. Yeah, I can handle that. Hell, this country had an actor that ran for office. Was one of the best politicians, one of the greatest elected officials this country's ever seen. Yeah.
Sure, Ronald Reagan.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about old Lee Thompson, but I tell you what, how low has this country sunk? When you gonna start electing comedians in the office? Good Lord Almighty. Especially comedians that ain't funny like Al Franken. Yeah, calling people fat, they're calling them stupid, they're calling them idiots, and he's doing drugs.
Now, actually, I don't think Al Franken does drugs anymore, Jack. You're thinking of Tom Davis.
Who?
But I will tell you this, Jackie, all comedians, every last one of them, are all attention-whoring, cocaine-addicted, self-hating egomaniacs who are so eager for self-promotion, desperate for fame, that they will even go so far when their career's in the toilet as to put videos of themselves up on YouTube. I mean, gross.
You know, some of this I wasn't really feeling, but then I started feeling my.
That's pitiful, right there. Look, if you're gonna elect a comedian, why not elect a funny comedian? Yeah, like old Stringbait.
He's dead.
Yeah, old Junior Samples, yeah.
He's dead too.
Yeah, our old Gas Boots, yeah.
Gas Boots?
Yeah, he's dead. I tell you what, Gas Boots, he used to be on the Frolics on the WSM radio. Used to listen to him all the time. He's the funniest comedian ever.
Electricity. All the energy you want. All the service you need.
No keyboard performances, just the occasional pressing of buttons. Turning a switch.
Our little boy one time.
No, right. Things are set up. You just press a button and things happen.
They treated me, they took me up, I ran no up, and we saw him live.
He's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
He'd be out there.
I wasn't really feeling, but then I started feeling my...
saying he's doing a good thing by raising this possibility now, that when you're facing a new and scary virus, as we are right now, no stone should be left unturned.
That's the whole act.
Oh, yeah, it was the funniest thing you ever would see. Yeah, old gas boot. Yeah, I like that guy.
That's all he would do?
Yeah, that's all he do. What the hell else he got to do?
That sounds awful.
It makes sound awful. What the hell you know about comedy? You ain't got no damn sense of humor. Who the hell you think's funny?
Jeff Dunham?
What? I want to show you, because this is when we start talking about what's true and what isn't. And I'm sure that John Kerry didn't blame this on the American character. But I want to give you an example.
He said it was an outgrowth of the American hubris.
It was an outgrowth of hubris. There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that.
Furious George, it's 10:15. Welcome to Become Radio Thursday Nights. I am hoping you are enjoying some of these crazy sounds, underground beats. There in the background, it's called Mochi Pet. Master P at Atari. And some other cool sounds you'll hear, including JD's newest release. A lot of stuff from his newest album. Even though he passed away in 2006, he's still got stuff trickling out. It's amazing. Plus, sound celebrating the victory for Al Franken. That's pretty cool. And what else? We got some sounds from Pam Jackson. But more importantly, you are listening to Micropowered Community-Based Radio because this is the only really genuine community-based volunteer-driven thing going on around here. And if you appreciate that, we really encourage you to go to our new webpage. It's called wcomfm.org. And you'll learn all about our station. Or you listen to Furious routinely via the web, maybe possibly on furiousg.blogspot.com or Ainfo's Radio Project at radioforall.net. Including Indie Media Radio. Indie Media started up at the protest in Seattle 10 years ago, coming up on the 10th year anniversary, Battle of Seattle. And of course, my friends at Freak Radio, Radio Santa Cruz. Hold on to your seats. We're going to have some furiousness. I like to spin in some sounds in the news. Plus, beats you will not hear anywhere else in the radio dial. Or the probably much of the internet dial. Spin this together if you can. I challenge you. In the meantime, Furious. WCOM Radio, 103.5.
But surely finish last. 'Cause day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night, day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night, hold the phone. The lonely stoner, Mr. Solo Dolo. He's on the move, can't seem to shake the shade. Within his dreams, he sees the life he made. The pain is deep. A silent sleeper, you won't hear a peep. The girl he wants don't seem to want him to. It seems the feelings that she had are through. 'Cause day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night, day and night. The lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night.
Play Pat, what up?
At night. Slow mo. When the tempo slows up and creates that new. He seems alive though he is feeling blue. The sun is shining, man, he's super goo. The lonely nights, they fade away, he slips into his white Nikes. He smokes a clip and then he's on the way. To free his mind and searcher, to free his mind and searcher, to free his mind and searcher, day and night.
So we've got Norm the Coleman, the incumbent Republican senator, who put up a very valiant effort.
The day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night, day and night. The lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night.
Ahmadinejad gains votes in recount. Just like in our country. It happens just like in our country. Norm Coleman wins, and then they have a recount, and they keep having a recount.
By the way, folks, this guy, Franken, he's not all bad.
Franken in Minnesota, the new senator.
I'm in denial.
But let's start with this.
This is like having me in the Senate. You don't want me as a senator.
Our country is great.
Yeah. I cannot believe that Al Franken
Franken won that election. They're now 61 to 7 because Al Franken has now, I mean, it's like having millions of senators. You have this serious progressive arm in the Senate. How are you going to be able to stop it?
We have entered a place, and with Al Franken coming into office, we've entered a place to where there isn't statesmanship anymore.
But straight ahead, let's talk about who's sick now that Al Franken's going to be in the Senate. As a senator from Minnesota, yes, I said it out loud, and it hurt.
As of midnight last night, the United States has officially withdrawn its troops from Iraq. Let me get to the apostrophe. From Iraq's cities. We'll obviously be there forever. See, we're still in Iraq, we're just not in the cities. But it's kind of a big deal. Now we're stationed in, I guess, Iraq's exurbs, if you will. where they have the mega mosques and the Altmark. Where all the bridge and tunnel people live. Had the bridge and tunnels not been destroyed. To maintain some element of surprise, the United States pulled back its forces a day earlier than advertised, keeping the expected violence to a minimum and ruining a surprise party that had been planned for 6 years. General Iraqi, what am I supposed to do with 144 pounds of almond cake? That was an Iraqi accent. Yesterday, with one final symbolic non-occupier gesture, U.S. troops gave the Iraqi footage apparently the key to their own cities.
What?
Give them their own keys back? Although, don't worry. So, if anybody still needs to get into Baghdad, we hid it in one of those fake Haidaki rocks in an area right by the green zone. You can't miss it. I believe it's right.
Oh, no.
Why are you leaving Iraq like a house guest who broke something? Oh, yeah, I know I was supposed to leave tomorrow, but I moved my flight up, you know, to give you some space. And here's your key, and don't go in the bathroom.
Steal my kills, embarrassed, but they look unwashed. Perfect keys, listen to Al Jack, down.
this shit, make the people force the make the star, hotel, pay back, booty, purse, dick, big ass, I need camel toe, cause I'm ready, whip, walk, 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 around, boss, I get Rubio, camel back, stuff on my head out, niggas don't know how to act, think this thing can steal,
like Senator Norm Coleman has defeated Al Franken for the Senate in Minnesota. There will be a recount. Official word won't come until December. How any American, could vote for a bad guy like Franken, it's inconceivable. Pinhead doesn't even begin to cover it.
But in addition to this heavy-handed coverage in the so-called no-spin zone, even in its ostensible news reporting, Fox has shown bias against Al Franken multiple times, the most recent of which I noticed last Wednesday when Fox and Friends inexplicably included Al Franken's picture in the montage of scandals you can see here.
Scandals across the Democratic Party lately, but the mainstream media nowhere to be found. You know, you got Governor Blagojevich, you have Charlie Rangel's endless stream of indiscretions, and now you have Kilpatrick, of course, that mayor who was jailed up in Detroit. Mm-hmm.
What are they all? A scandal like Bill O'Reilly does, there's no reason to include his photo in that montage. Blagojevich hasn't talked about his name in the list of disgraced Democrats that you can see here.
believe they have the image of Jesus in the freezer on the side of a pierogi.
If there is a cute animal anywhere, you show it.
To see this dog just take to these baby kitties instantly, I just think we're at least one kind.
And even if there's nothing to show, whenever some idiot calls 911 with a non-emergency, well, then you whip out your best graphics package and you get that call on air, because that is guaranteed news gold.
911, what is the nature of your emergency?
What number do I call to get the time?
Arlington 911, what is your emergency?
This is Tuesday or Wednesday.
You want to go over and get your PlayStation?
How big is the spider?
It's just a little one.
Yeah, there's something strangely satisfying about listening to our fellow man cry wolf, or spider as the case may be. And every once in a while, the news plays a real emergency call, as long as it's really weird.
Oh my God, my wife is holding a baby. I have no idea, my wife is pregnant. Oh my...
Hey God, how could you possibly be pregnant?
Oh no!
Yo, we quit smoking, and my wife and I were in wait, I thought that's what it was.
Most of the time, the calls aren't so much, holy shit, my wife just popped out a baby, and more along the lines of, someone messed up my fast food order.
We ordered some food, and we went home that our order wasn't in there.
Well, I ordered two sandwiches, and I asked for anything on one sandwich, and the other one I asked for certain things on the other sandwich. I didn't get what I paid for.
I ordered chicken nuggets. They don't have chicken nuggets.
Just come down here. I'm not leaving.
No, ma'am. I'm not sending the deputies down there over a cheeseburger.
Well, ma'am, 911 does not connect you to Domino's Pizza.
No.
Police officer just left my house just now. Third, could I get their names, please? Is there one back my way?
Do you need them to come back there?
Oh, I'd like that, yeah.
Why do you need them to come back there?
Because I have an emergency. I'll think of something. Honey, I'm just going to be honest with you, okay? I just thought it was cute. I'm 45 years old, and I'd like to meet him again. But I don't know how to go about doing that without calling 911.
Aw, that's like a romantic comedy.
Friday, why should I stay sober, huh? Hey, perfect day to blaze another pound of dough. With donuts in a row, but oh, turn it up some more.
That ain't no smoke, that shit is no joke.
I love it when they go, that endo smoke, that shit is no joke, smoke. Windows up for the blunt with the throw. Get a cup, fill it up and get some more. Pull it up, tell her nigga when she roll. That endo smoke, that shit is no joke. That shit is no joke. That shit is no joke. Got one blunt and I never let her go. Two totes in the morning when I rose up. Three more by the time I hit the door. That endo smoke, that shit is no joke. Smoke,
money.
Time to overdose, folks, go kill yourself. Smoke, don't kill yourselves over this dope dose. Smoke, take it, smoke.
Right there, right.
Light that shit up, man. I ain't felt this way in a long time. Oh! Light that shit up. Trying to smoke?
I love it when it go, that.
I love it when it go, that. That shit is no joke. That shit is no joke. I love it when they go that and just that shit is like 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 small
money start we forget
blow start fuck the whole done scared. Plus I love it when they go. don't smoke. That shit is no joke. That shit is no joke. That shit is no joke. That one blunt and I never let it go. So, two tokes in the morning when I rose up.
Coming over, we only have about enough grass left to roll one joint.
Oh, that's okay, Ted. I'll just mix it up real good with this.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm making marijuana helper.
Smoke, overdose, folks, go kill yourself. Smoke, don't kill yourselves over this dope dose.
Marijuana helper?
That's right. Smoke. With Pillsburger's new marijuana helper, there'll be enough of this Colombian to go around for everybody.
I felt this way in a long time. Oh, like that shit. I love it when it goes back. I love it when it goes back. That shit is no joke. Hey. That shit is no joke. Hey. I love it when it go back.
Truly the nation's top dog. 1,000 Americans voted for Liberty in the online mascot selection contest sponsored by the DOD.
Yes, this freedom-loving canine won out in the final runoff, edging out Brigadier Baboon, D'Angelo the Streetwise Elk, who is a technological specialist, and Private First Class Jeffrey Bison.
Now, after his first tour ended in 2004, Liberty was redeployed with a new mission to put a positive spin on the conflict and improve the flagging public image of the war at home.
Right, and here today now, we'll never forget our studio visit from Liberty when he was on his nationwide tour right after the Abu Ghraib scandal.
So despite all these
the allegations, you're here to remind us that our soldiers are doing their doggone best over there in Iraq, right? Yeah.
As the war moved into its fourth year, Liberty's mission was refocused again to cheering up Iraqis and creating goodwill between warring Shiites and Sunnis.
Now, we did see a little less of the big lovable dog in 2006 after the Pentagon cut his funding, but Liberty persevered, apparently creating his own website where he asked his fans back home to help him out and send him ammunition for his trademark marshmallow gun. And then yesterday, his career ended in heroics when, doing a cartwheel, he accidentally tripped an improvised explosive device.
Liberty will be buried in Arlington National Cemetery tomorrow morning.
Liberty was posthumously awarded a giant foam replica of the Congressional Medal of Honor.
He'll be missed.
Unveiled a product innovation this week that may change the way America eats, the fast food feed bag. Beginning today, diners will be able to strap on the wearable menu item at participating KFC, Long John Silver's, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut restaurants, making it easier than ever to eat on the go.
Something that we heard over and over again was, I really love your food. I just wish it wasn't so much work to have to eat it. So that's why we came up with the feed bag. It's hot, steamy food in your face right now.
The feed bag meals are created by grinding the restaurant's most popular menu items into a flavorful, textured food product.
I got the Chipotle chicken loco cabeza bag.
Sometimes I don't feel like moving my arms. So this way you can just have it on your face, close to your mouth. So you don't have to pick anything up.
The innovative design of the feed bag meals does away with the hassles of chewing and stopping to breathe while eating. Yum Brands is marketing the bags as a solution for multitasking professionals as well as other busy Americans.
For, an additional 50 cents, they'll just throw the soda right in there. You don't need to keep sucking it through the straw.
Parents say they like the convenience of the kids' meal feed bags. Yum Brand says it envisions a future when feed bags will be the standard form of eating in America.
We're always looking for more efficient ways to get our food products into our customers' gaping maws. And it's fun. I mean, you can have breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, all simultaneously in one feed sack strapped to your face.
Beginning next month, restaurants will add a version of the feed bag meals for dine-in customers, the family-style feed trough, as well as a drive-through version in which so-called feed hoses will gush food directly into customers' open mouths as they drive past the restaurant in their cars.
We'll be right back. Quibi Come Radio. I'm Furious George. Stick around. We've got Jazz Incognito coming in. Will's here. We'll take you into the next hour or two. And we've got Late Night Hip Hop coming on too late for me, but many of you guys will stick around for that. No, seriously, this is micro-powered community-based radio, and it takes a village. People doing it late night, I respect all of you folks who do that. And the folks who come in the morning, the folks who help get our transmitter working, the folks who have the computer working, and most importantly, the folks who keep the CD players working, because Furious is old-school CD player. And I like to spin stuff like here in the background, some Flying Lotus off a BBC mix he had. Plus sounds, clips, craziness that maybe may have been offensive from The Onion and other stuff. I'll be back next week. In the meantime, keep listening to WCOM FM radio. Here's a little Mad Lib tribute to Jay Dilla, who we've been spotlighting tonight. This is off of Mad Lib's Beat Conductor Volume 6 album. Dill Withers. Check us out online, furiousg.blogspot.com. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening to Mike Power Radio. Radio, I'm furious.
Don't stray away. We have a whole slew of them to spend your way. And
matter of fact, we want to remind you that if you like to spin your own records, take that favorite record of yours, I'll take it and place it on the turntable, and you have 3 minutes of great, relaxing music. The music you want to hear, but don't forget them.
You enjoy this shit right here.
Yeah.
The hour.